Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to you.
Hallelujah. Father, thanks for the blessing you've given to us in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now this morning, this evening, I want to share with you on the preparation of the gospel. Amen. And the last time we were on the preparation of the gospel, we were showing the preparation of the gospel of Peter. Now, Peter is the first person to preach the gospel. And the second person to preach the gospel, I mean, if you want to look at it in a certain way, is no other person than John. So today we are looking at the preparation of the gospel by the disciple John. Amen. Now, what do we mean by the preparation of the gospel? To be prepared means to rehearse ahead of time. Amen. Number two, it means to train for a specific task. Number three, it means to educate with special knowledge. Number four, it means to mellow, to mature the character of something, to arm with the necessary weapons. All right? Are you listening? Yes. All right? And it means to be ready. And it means to have a foundation. It means to foresee problems. And especially tonight, to provide properly for something. Amen. Now, this is a short Bible lesson, but I believe it's significant. And I want to look at the preparation of the gospel by no other person than John. Have you heard of John? Yes. Now, three of the disciples, right, received names from Jesus. Three. The others did not. All right? The first person we know received a name was Peter. And the other two apostles who received special titles were James and John, whom the Lord called the sons of thunder. All right? So he called them the sons of thunder. What do you think? Huh? Mark 3:13. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses. Verse 16. Simon, he surnamed Peter. So he added a name to his name, surname. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder. All right? And Andrew and Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And they went into a house. All right? So you see that three of the disciples had new names. What do you think? You didn't realize that, isn't it? Well, you see, it's not everything you know. Now, what does that have to do with the preparation of the gospel? Well, every spiritual thing that happens, right? Every spiritual event that happens builds you up for the preparation of the gospel. Like, prepares you for the gospel work. Okay? And receiving a name that is an anointed name that is given to you, which is different from you giving yourself a name. There are people who keep changing their names. So, my name is now this. My name is now that. It's different from when a name is given to you. And not everybody is going to have a name. Some of the disciples didn't have names, because Jesus wasn't anointed to give them names. And maybe their names were good enough. And Jesus didn't feel the need to change their names. So the name you have is, first of all, a very spiritual thing. And your name may save you. Yes, your name may save you. You know, Bible says all things work together for good. And sometimes there may be one little string that you'll be clutching onto, and that may be what will save you. So thank God for names. It's possible that the name that your father or your mother gave you is good enough and is fighting for you. Sometimes people get into a craze. I want a new name. I want a new name. I want a new name. But you don't need no new name. You need the right name. Amen. And I believe that one of the basic characteristics of a good name is that it has a meaning. And that the person who gave you the name was conferring on you something. That's why it's different from when you confer it on yourself. And that is why a name where you are just named after Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't think is good enough for you. Maybe that may be the little straw you clutch onto that will save your life. But I believe that there's something higher than being named after Tuesday or Wednesday. Amen. Amen. Now, perhaps the name that you get may help you in your ministry. Now, one of the things that I believe was a great help for the Apostle John that prepared him for his ministry was the closeness and the condition which I call becoming the favorite child. Let's look at 1 John chapter 1. Becoming a favorite child. The other day I heard Ida singing a song like that. I don't know where she gets all these songs from. That which was from the beginning. This is 1 John. The first thing that John is saying. That which we have heard. That which we have seen with our eyes. That which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you that you may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his son Jesus Christ. Now, John's ministry emanated from his closeness to Jesus. And his closeness is described well in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1. And in fact, it is the launching pad for his writing. He's telling you that what he is declaring in verse 3. You see, verse 3. What we have seen and heard is what we are declaring. Now, 1 John 1 verse 3. What we have seen and heard, we declare that you can be with us. Are you listening to me? This is a short Bible lesson. And I'm sure we are going to be blessed. We are being blessed. How many are being blessed already? Yeah. And truly, all great gospelicians rise out of their closeness to their anointing. It's true. Your closeness to something determines what's going to come out of you. Glory to God. Now, closeness is what this young man is referring to. He said, we have seen and we declare. Amen. All right. Look at verse 1. How close was he? How close was he? That which was from the beginning. We heard. We have seen. We looked upon. Our hands handled. I think every phrase he remembered something. We handled. We looked upon. We seen with our eyes. So seeing with our eyes is different from looking upon. It must be. Why did he repeat them? Why did he just say the same thing again? Are you seeing this beautiful scripture behind me? We saw it and we looked upon it. I think looking upon means looking more intensely. All right? Your ministry emanates from your closeness. And I can say that. All the bishops and pastors that I have interacted with, most of them, their closeness to me is the basis of where they are in ministry. If they are my disciples. If they are my disciples. It's not that I'm important. I am not important, but I am important to people whom God has given to me. Those are the few people that are important to be close to me. The rest is not important to be close to me. John 13 verse 1. John 13 verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them. Having loved his own. Having loved who? Wana? He loved who? He loved Wana. He loved his own. What do you think? Fantastic. He loved his own. So everybody has his own. God gave you. These are my people. These are my children. These are my followers. These are my family. He loved his own and he loved them unto the end. All right? So this same John is saying, all right? Are you there? In 1 John 1:1, that look, Charlie, we were close. Now, closeness is something that people define in different ways. But I don't want you to ever be confused about closeness after today. Because I'm talking about the favorite child. If we take the Methodist Church, they would say they are close to their founder. Why? They would give certain symbols. They would say, number one, we are called Methodists, which is what John Wesley was called 200-300 years ago when he was around. Methodism. Methodist. Number two, they would say, we sing hymns. We sing Charles Wesley's hymns. All the Methodists love the hymns and they know the hymns. My wife is a perfect example. She can sing the hymns all the time. Sometimes I try to listen to what the message is. Maybe she's talking to me. You know, I don't know what some are different hymns, you know. Sometimes you never know whether it's a message or something like a kind of broadcast, like into the atmosphere. And I'm the only one in the atmosphere, so I sort of. Yeah. Then they have classes. In Methodist Church, they have the classes. Then they have societies. They have societies, Methodist societies. And what else? They have circuits. All the Methodist Church have these things. Then they have lay preachers. And what? Catechists. I mean, these are standard things. But if you look closely at the ministry of John Wesley, you'll find that they are quite far apart. John Wesley was an open-air preacher. Open-air. Solid open-air campaigner for Jesus. Very radical. He was a man of, forming fellowships, groups. He would travel all the time, preaching from one group to another. He was a very hard, radical man. And his preaching was accompanied by people falling down, screaming, rolling, manifestation. Read my book on, Amplify Your Ministry. Amplify Your Ministry with Miracles, Signs, and Wonders. And you will see the account of John Wesley's ministry there. Yeah. Quite different. Pure salvation. Today, you can go to some of the Methodist churches and you may not be stimulated towards salvation. Yes. Yes, you may not be stimulated towards salvation. So what I'm trying to say is that you can have symbols. You see, like people who are far, sometimes they say, oh, we come for revival service. We come to whatever. We have dancing stars. We have basentes. We have this. We are close. You know, it is not necessarily so. Yes. Closeness is first of all a spiritual event. Yes. Because you see, you can also be the one who we have seen with our eyes, you look upon, your hands will handle, and you become Judas. Look at John 13, verse 2. John chapter 13, verse 2, please. Now, and supper being ended, the devil now having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, verse 3, and Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things and that he was come from God and went to God. So, you see that the devil put, go to verse 4, he rises from supper, laid aside his garment, took a towel and girded himself. So he was about to wash the disciples' feet, including Judas' feet. And at the point, he said, you are clean, but not all. Hey. So the point that I'm trying to make is that you may be in the service and have symbols to point to that you are close, but you are not actually close. So I think that just being there to look upon, to see, to handle, doesn't mean that you'll be close. Yes. But you see, you can capitalize on your closeness for a great spiritual achievement if you can be close. And you see, John never failed to point out that he was very close to Jesus. He pointed it out six times. On six different occasions. He made it clear that, listen, I'm close. Yeah, and that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, and I'm doing what I'm doing. And that was the basis of his ministry. I'm close. I want you to know that I'm close. And to me, it's true. If you ask me, the basis of most of us in the ministry is the closeness. I may be closer to Kenneth Hagin, and I probably am closer to Kenneth Hagin than people who attended the Bible school. Wow. You can attend the Bible school and use it as one of the symbols, but you are not close. Wow. Yes. So what happens is that anytime people hear of a symbol, a new symbol of closeness, they start going for that symbol. So, oh, we should attend revivals. Oh, we are coming to revival. It means that we are close. You may come to revival because you've been dragged here by your nose. But your heart is not here. Yes. And you may not come. I may be having a camp right under your nose and you may not attend because you feel you know what I know. And what I'm going to say. And that is pride. And pride makes you far. It already makes you far. So that's why there's camp under people's nose, but they don't attend. Because they feel, oh, it's what? It's a preparation of the gospel. So that's what is good. You see, you don't know what I'm preaching about. You don't know it at all. What I'm calling preparation of the gospel, you don't know it. So yeah, we know. You know nothing. If you knew, you would bear the fruit I'm bearing. You see, Jesus said something. If I had not done the works among you, which no one else had done, then you will have no cloak for your sin. You see, the works that have been done show something that you cannot ignore.
That's right.
Yes. Are you there? Beautiful. So, tonight, we are... Just, I told you it's a short Bible lesson. And I'm showing you that God is making us into favorite children. Amen. All right? And that becoming a close child or a favorite child is the basis of fruits. What did Jesus say? In John 15, look at verse 5. John 15, verse 5. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. Okay? He that abideth in me and I in him. I mean, how close can you get? This is not even close. This is intertwining. You know, when snakes are having sex, it's the most beautiful intertwining you can ever see. They intertwine, and they become like braids that you are, you know, like hair, rasta, like you are plaiting the hair. Yes, it twists. So they intertwine like that. Even that is not describing the closeness Jesus is describing. Jesus is describing that I am in you and you are in me. Hey. I am where? And you are where? That's it. It's not about sitting by each other. I am in you and you are in me. What again do you want? Yes. And that is the basis. He says, the same bringeth forth much fruit. So closeness, which another way of describing is saying becoming a favorite child. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Becoming a favorite child or a close child. A favorite child is a close child. It's the basis. And he says, for without me, we can do nothing. It's the basis for bearing fruit. One day I visited a mission. Those were the days we used tapes. Tapes, cassettes or CDs. And it was just one evening. So when it was time to preach, I went up on stage. Now, when you are a leader, you should get used to people trying to deceive you about everything. So your antennas must be up for single mice, because there are many 25 more behind. When I stood up there and I started speaking, I knew that these were not my church members. Because it was a gathered crowd. I don't know whether he even paid. I don't think he paid them to come. They were not my church. So when I finished, I sat down with the brother and I said, "Hey, brother, this is not our church, you know. How many people do really have?" And they had almost nobody in the church. Now, I asked him, "Have you been listening to preaching?" These were the days of tapes or CDs. He said, "My tape recorder is spoiled." I said, "Since when?" "No, last year, you know, a long time ago." So you see again, the person is completely disconnected. Are you with me?
Yes.
And hence, unable to bring forth fruit. John 15 verse 5. "He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Abide I in you, you in me." So I in you, you in me is even more than sitting by me. It's closeness. All right? Now, favorite child, number one. Favorite child shows his love. A favorite child. Let's talk about a favorite child, because John was like a favorite child. And I'm giving you characteristics of a favorite child and how to be a favorite child, if you like. Amen? Wow. So number one, a favorite child, that's what? You want me to tell you what a favorite child does? Okay, I'll tell you in 2 seconds. Take your time, all right? Right, beautiful. A favorite child shows his love at the Last Supper by sitting close. John chapter 13, verse 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Verse 23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom on Jesus' what? Bosom. One of his disciples whom Jesus loved. You see, he was leaning. And Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask whom it should be. So they signaled John, because John was close. Hey. What do you think? Some of you would have been sitting at the end of the table saying that out of respect, we don't go near our father when he is eating. Amen. Now, bosom is the front of the body between the arms. Here, between the arms. Are you there? The bosom is the front of the body between the arms. So he was leaning on Jesus's, on what? He was leaning on Jesus' chest. Wow. Jesus was, give me a chair. Bring another chair. Be John. Now he was leaning on Jesus' bosom. This is the bosom. Yes. As Jesus was eating. Jesus was eating. He was leaning on Jesus' bosom. He's falling asleep. Yes. Now, okay, arise. Now, Judas was also nearby. You can never be Judas unless you are close. Closeness is the master qualification for being a Judas. You must be a close person. Now, Judas was close enough for Jesus to feed. The Bible says he took a sop, which is you dip the bread. You have seen some people, they put the bread in the tea before they... So, Jesus took the sop, put it in, and then gave to Judas. Judas, open your mouth. And he gave it to him. And he ate it. So, Judas was close, and John was on his bosom. So these people, they were physically close. Physically close. So he said, and the disciple, you see, so, and look at it, John 13, 26, when he had taken a sop and dipped it, he dipped it in the tea or whatever, and then he gave it to Judas himself. He didn't say, pass it to the end. Judas was also close by. So that's why I say that you can be close, but it doesn't mean you are close. Because Judas's heart was on money. Judas's heart was on money. The master qualification for becoming a Judas is to be close. So anybody who is close should know that you are a target for the worst kind of evil spirit. The worst. But John there, he was leaning on Jesus' bosom. I wonder how Jesus was able to eat with this guy sitting on him like this. But it's like, this is what John wanted to do. So they signaled him. Peter called him. I don't know if Peter was sitting at the head of the... thought he was the head of what, so he was at the head. So he signaled and called. And he said, look, Charlie, ask him. Ask him who? Do you see? Yeah. So, okay, it's enough. Now, so you see, John was close to Jesus. He sat in, some of you come, you sit at the back. Like, you have chosen the back
just to the door to go out. You, how can you be a favorite child at the back? How? Some even like outside. Is it amazing? Amen. Are you there? Is it beautiful? So show yourself to be a favorite child by doing what? Sitting close when the opportunity comes. Closer and closer. Amen. Wow. There's nothing wrong with being close. It's a good thing. Okay? Yeah. Number two, I told you it's a short Bible lesson. A favorite child shows his love at the crucifixion by being there in time of crisis. Amen. And you notice that each point, John refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Now, John 19, verse 23. Then the soldiers, are you there? When they had crucified Jesus, made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his own coat. Now, the coat was without seam, woven on top. And they said, let us rend it, cast lots for it, whoso it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled. They parted my raiment among them, and for my best shirt they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Verse 25, glory to God. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Verse 26. Now when Jesus saw his mother, and who? And the disciples standing by whom he loved. What about in John? We're talking about how to be a favorite child. He saw the disciples standing by whom he loved. He saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. And he said to the disciple whom he loved, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. So you show your love not by just being at the Last Supper, but by being there right at the cross in the time of trouble. You have people you cannot rely on them. Even for Swollen Sunday, you cannot rely on them. Any kind of issue, you can't depend on them. Fair weather Christians, for good times only. Life is made out of all types of times. Yes. There are some people, they only love you if you are holy. If you like being unholy, they'll say, sorry, touch me not. Touch me not, oh sinner. How many have lived for a long time without sinning? How many have lived for a short time and then a sin came? Raise your hand. Yeah. So when somebody has a problem, that's when you show your love. Actually, people remember you when you show them love in times of crisis. Sometimes you should even pray for somebody to have a problem so you can show the person that you really love the person. It's true. When people remember, say, this guy is there in a difficult time, standing by me. That's when the person will see that you love. Everybody is shining, golden. A rich man has many friends. Let there be a crisis. Let there be issues. One day, a pastor had this newspaper writing about him all the time. And I said, you know, it's enough. I'm going to join myself to the story. So that they also add me. Because it's too much. And this pastor said, this thing you have done has touched my heart. Yeah. But I said, oh, they should add us to the thing. It's too much. Yes. But there are people, when you are clicking high, do you understand clicking high? It's like clicking. It means clicking high, but you know, clicking. When you are clicking high. Yes. That's when everybody likes you. Let there be some problem. And you see who is your friend. Huh? So at the cross where I realize.
At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my soul rolled away.
Beautiful.
It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way.
Yeah, at the cross, it's not only light we see, but it's where we see true friends.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we see those who really belong.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Huh? Yes. Look, the Bible says a rich man has many friends. A rich man is somebody who things are going well for. Like us NPP are in power. Everybody is NPP. And even NDC people have become NPP. Yes. It's creaking high for NPP. When NDC come to power, a lot of the NPP people will shift and say, we are all NDC. Originally, we are NDC. All right? So, people will remember you. Yes. One day, I went to the birthday party of a pastor, and people were giving testimonies. All the testimonies were about troubles. When I was in prison, you came there. When I was in this grade, you came there. And I said, wow. All the people that were committed to the guy are people that have been in trouble before. And the man was there for them. Yes. When I was in prison, when my crisis came, when this happened, you were there. That's where you see a real pastor. It's not just good times. Thank God for supper time. You are invited for the big dinner. Now this is the big frightening. Do you know how they were afraid? What have I heard the people say? Chobwe, this is one of them. Chobwe, this is one of them. Hey, nale. You know how it is? Mob action. The thing can turn on you. Hey, this one of them. Everybody say, hey, tell, I hear you. Hey, you, before I realize you are dying. So you'll be afraid of such a crowd. So everybody retreats. They say, this people is very dangerous. They said, let his blood be on us. No problem. So it is in those times and you see people. So when we have something like Swollen Sunday or there is a major activity, then you see people that are not favorite children. They've just backed off. But this disciple, he said, the disciple whom Jesus loved. He was standing there. The Bible says, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Everybody scattered. Peter, Thomas, Bartholomew, all these big names. Judas was hanging on a cross. Peter was a betrayer. Everybody, other nine were gone. And it was left with John. Beautiful. Number three. A favorite child shows his love at the resurrection with his energy and speed. John chapter 20, verse 1. You show yourself a favorite child by your energy and your speed. Now notice, the first day of the week cometh, Mary Magdalene cometh early when it was yet dark. Unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. So she came to who? Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved. Are you with her? So she came to see Peter and the favorite child. And what did she say to them? They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth. Are you there? And that other disciple and came to the sepulchre. You know, we have saw Peter and John were going down to the temple. Hello? Are you with me?
Yes.
Peter and John went out to the temple and they saw a crippled man. That's not the only time Peter and John were moving together. This is another time Peter and John were moving to the resurrection direct. Resurrection service. They were there. They were going. Now, what is good? Let us see what's going to happen between Peter and John. The difference between Peter and John. Look at verse 4. Fantastic. So they ran both together. But the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. We are talking of John's. We are talking of favorite children. We are talking of speed. He did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. This is a favorite child. You see from the reaction, from the speed, from the energy, from, you know, you see, that is why sometimes you see somebody has married and the person is happy because the wife is like an antelope. There is energy. The wife is like an impala, a gazelle. Katasapata shayaba. And you see that this is young and fresh love. One time my brother came from his honeymoon. He said, when he came, he said, I don't know what I was at the honeymoon. So what do you mean you don't know what you was? I didn't know whether I was a gymnast or I was an acrobat or I was an athlete or I was I don't know what I was. I was many things. The energy and the speed of a lover. You tell somebody to do something, it takes forever to do it. But this John, he outran Peter. Unless you are not reading the Bible with me. Faster, fast obedience. Now that you come and say, Bishop, I realize that you have seen certain things long time ago that we haven't seen. That's why you have been saying all this is. We realize that we were wrong. Some of the things we were saying, we didn't believe you. But now we believe you. You believe me now. You believe me now. Because you had no love. If you were a favorite child, you would have even outrun your speed, your action, your energy. But you preach to them, they'll be looking at you. Da 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 da. You will finish this message soon and we will go to our houses. Now notice what happened. Verse 5. Look at Peter again. He's going to do something. Watch. Verse 5. Now, and he's stooping down. This is John. He's stooping down and looking in. He saw the linen clothes lying. But he didn't go in. He didn't go in. Trust our man Peter. Look at what he's going to do. Verse 6. Then came out Simon Peter, following him and went in. You see, John didn't go in, but Peter went in. And see the linen clothes lie. So John was faster to get to the tomb. But when Peter got there, he was bold and he went in. Verse 7. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloth, wrapped together in a place by itself. Yes. Verse 8. And then went, then, only then, went in the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre. You see, and he wanted you to know that he was first. He's emphasizing that he was first. Very fast. Those who obey fast, they are the Johns. They are the favorite children. Fast. We say this is all. Oh, you talk about debt, mortgage. So, we have now seen after 21 years that the things that we were saying in 2001, in fact, that's the real message that you preached to us in those days. We have seen that those debts indebtedness means it was a prophecy. But I mean, thank God we have another chance. You are different. Yes. Then went in also that disciple, which came first. The sepulchre. And he saw and believed. That's what coming first there. He'll be there first. A favorite child shows up, I'll be there first.
Yeah.
I'll be there fast. I'll not take a long time. Pastor, you know, I've decided that last time you told me that sex is very important in the marriages. So these days I'm trying to do my best with my marriage. But of course, it's only after certain crises have happened to my life. When those crises happen, then I've decided to start having the sex that you have been preaching about. Now you are going to start obeying it after the crises have happened. Verse 9. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So brothers and sisters, a favorite child is a fast child. Yes. He's there at the first supper, sitting close by, close enough to me. He's there in the crisis because he'll be there. You can count on him. You will not see a something beast has come. There are some people, if there's a problem, you see that they'll leave you. I saw a man of God. He had a big scandal, a big problem. But I looked at his church after the scandal, and I saw some people there, and I said, these are the Johns. Wow. No matter what, we will never leave you. Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there. Yeah. And then, number three, the favorite child is the fast one. You say a word, I believe it. Very fast in implementing and obeying. Doesn't have to take life to teach you that it's important. Are you still around?
Yes.
I'm talking about the preparation of the gospel. These are what prepare people for the gospel. Number four. Number four. A favorite child shows his love at the Sea of Tiberias in his recognition of Jesus. I love it. John 21 verse 1. Now when we go to Israel, you go to the Sea of Tiberias. Yes. You see the sign Tiberias. When you're driving the car, you see the sign Tiberias. Then you know that you've arrived there. Now notice, this is one of the places where the word Tiberias is mentioned. It says, now after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise, showed he himself. Isn't it? Verse 2. Now there were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. So there were seven disciples at this Sea of Tiberias event. Seven of them. Have you counted it? Seven guys. Beautiful. Verse 3. We have almost finished our lesson. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. And they said unto them, we are also going. Now they went forth and entered into a ship, and immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Because you will catch nothing when God has called you and has trained you, and you are rather gone back to secular work to go and, give your life to catching fish. You can expect to catch nothing, and that's why people have nothing. It's true. Because God has not trained you 3 years. Think about all the waste of time on you. Huh? Think of all the waste of time on you. 3 years taking you up and down, teaching you John chapter 1 up to chapter 21 of teachings. Only you. Go here, come here, go here, feeding you. He employed you since whatever for 3 years after he said you are going fishing. You can expect to catch nothing and have nothing. Verse 4. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Verse 5. Now Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? And they answered, no, we don't have no netto. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. There was 153 fishes.
Wow.
Yeah, 153 big shonies or grouper fishes. Shapakayaba. Verse 7. Now, notice here comes the favorite child. It's alive. Now, the disciple whom Jesus loved turned to Peter and said, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. I recognize the Lord. Peter didn't recognize the Lord. The speed of recognition and the speed of understanding issues shows how close you are. People who are not close to me, they don't understand me. They don't understand what I'm doing. People who are not close to me, when I want to make a bishop or apostles in the First Life Church who don't understand me, would criticize me. Or if I want to make an archbishop, they would not understand what I'm doing.
They're not close.
You are teaching.
Yes, but those who are close to me in heart, when I take a step and I'm doing something, it is the Lord. This thing, this, the fish that we've caught, this, what it is the Lord. This was happening, oh, this was happening. It's the Lord. But those who don't understand, they'll be looking at, why is the man shouting about that? Is it not frightening the fishes, the few fish that are left in the sea, is frightening them? I was shouting early in the morning. Stupid man. You don't understand all these things. As you grow in your understanding, that's what shows you are close. That's how come you are a favorite child. That's how come you are a child whom Jesus loves. Because something special, fish have been caught, this is all. He turns to look, it is the Lord. That the voice we are hearing, we can't see. When we go to Mampong, you understand. You know, when you are in Mampong, when you stand on the car park and the fog comes, you can't see the buildings. Yes. So that will help you to understand that when the water is there and the weather changes, from here to here, you can't see. You see the boat is there. This is there. So he said, have you caught any fish? He said, out of politeness, he said, let's shout no. No. Cast on the other side. Do this. Peter said, John said, it is the Lord. This thing that is happening. So can you see the Lord's hand through various things? That it is the Lord. 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 Can you see the hand of the Lord? Yes. In what is happening in your life, can you see the Lord's hand? Yes. When you are far, you may have classes, societies, this, hymns, be mentioning so many things. I come for revival, I do this, I do, but you know, your understanding is far. That is it. Your understanding is far. One day I saw a brother, his wife, he was in the ministry, and his wife was difficult. You know, there are some marriages, we call it IMC. Ill married. Look, marriage, you should be happy to go home. When you go home, you kiss. You hug. You are happy to see each other. You see people coming home, everybody's, even the head to lift. The head to lift. Difficult. Yes. You should be happy. And you see them, I mean, rejoicing. We are together. We are happy. People have marriages like that. They are very happy. Yes. And there are people whose marriages are not like that. Yes. So anyway, it was an IMC. Always quarreling. Any marriage, always quarreling, always an issue. There's discussion. It's an IMC. Yes. There are how many meetings can you have over what are the topics? I'm asking you a personal question. I say, how many meetings can you have? Anyway, so this brother was having an IMC, but he may not know was having an IMC. So one day the wife decided to take off like a bullet. She said, I'm going. But the husband, because he didn't have understanding. Because he begged his wife, said, don't leave me. But you see, he couldn't see the hand of the Lord. The Lord was actually trying to deliver him. He was trying to give him some small happiness. Because he has suffered. He has suffered. He doesn't know love. He doesn't know love. He doesn't know how it is to be married to somebody who is interested in you. Some people's marriage, it means you are looking after somebody. That's all that it means. It's like it's a job. It's called RC. If you read my book, Beauty the Beast and a pastor. It's called RC, it means responsibility contractor. You have become a contractor of responsibilities.
Yes.
And it's called ROL, receiver of little.
Wow.
They are all there. RC, responsibility contractor, receiver of little. Or it's called GAPS, grudging average performances. It's in the book. These are formulas for IMCs. He didn't know. God was trying to give him something good. God was trying to change over. You see, when you are not close, you will never understand what God is doing. But when they pulled this thing like this, when they pulled it, Jesus is the one standing. Jesus is the one standing over there. Jesus is standing there. God is moving. God's power is good. This thing that is happening, it is God who is moving. It's not the devil, it's God. It's not the devil. It's not my hard work. It's not anything I can do. It is God. God is the orchestrator of what is happening. God is the orchestrator of what is happening in my life now. God is the one moving and orchestrating events by his hand and his foot. He orchestrated all these fish to enter this net now. He called the fishes from the sea and they all swam into the net. He is the one who did it and made it the way it is. But when you are not close to God, you will not understand. You will always be staying home. See, thank God. That's why we are still in the boat. We knew that we'll about to catch something today. You see, and you say, oh. That's what you say, oh. You know, it's so sad when people don't understand. So sometimes I may call you and I'll show you love. And you don't understand it. You think that that's how I am, just automatically. But you don't know that it is something, an effort I am making. Or maybe I may show some love to you and you think that it's natural, but you don't know that I've paid a price to love you. You may not know what I've done to love you. Because you lack depth. It is the Lord. That means you are saying, spiritually speaking, the fisher have come into this water spiritually. These fishes would never have come here. 153 of them. They have come to the point that we can't pull it. Early in the morning, and there's a voice coming from the mist asking, are you okay? Do you have this? This is John 10. I said, look, I'm close to the man. I know his style. I know his ways. I know these type of things. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. You break up a relationship, you think it's the devil, but those who have understanding will know that it's the Lord. Those who don't have understanding will be crying and crying and crying, but those who have understanding may know that it's actually the Lord. Eh? So that brother, he didn't know that God was trying to give him something. You know, one day I saw a sister, she was crying. Her beloved had thrown her out of the boat. Now I told her, God's going to give you a new beloved. Eventually, a new beloved came. Now when this new beloved came, this new beloved was this type of A1 brothers. Like super A1. Like A1++. The type who send love notes and those who emphasize on marriage and how to love a woman. And hey! And this type of brother, you can get tired of love. Many girls are tired of love. Those who have this type of husband, they are not even happy. Because it's like the love is too much. Charlie, the thing is too much. So one day I met her, I asked her, sister, how is the A1 love? She said, me, I didn't know that all these things were part of relationship. The relationship that I had before, it was like I was a servant sitting somewhere. The guy is there, whatever. It's like, this is the person I'm going to marry. She told me her words were, I didn't know that all these things were part of relationship. I want you to know that maybe for that brother, he may not know that all these things are part of relationship. That you can come home and somebody will swing their arms around your neck. And you say, Wajay, what is happening to me now? Kata sata laba shabaya. How many want to come home and somebody will swing their arms around you? I didn't know that all these were part of relationship. I didn't know. That's what she, those were her English words. But that brother, God was delivering him from an IMC. Hey, so he began to fight it. When the girl wants to go, he said, no, I will never let you go. I will never let you go. IMC, stay with me. IMC, I'll die with you. But the hardness of the girl was revealed in the end. And she said, me, I will never. And then she sucked him. Yes. You see, that shows the kind of hardness that was there all along. How can it be you don't understand anything? When I moved to First Life Church, people don't understand what I'm doing. How can you with your own to shut your big mouth? You lack understanding. I'm saving people's children, eh? People's children, they are actual biological children that they gave birth to in the church. Many things you may not understand. You know, can you believe one day I was going for a crusade? You know what somebody said? Somebody said, we don't see why you are going to have this crusade in all these countries when we have a lot of souls in Ghana that have not been saved. What are you going to do in all these countries? You see, you lack understanding. Yes. So look at verse 7 again. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Three words. Yes. At the resurrection, he was fast. At the Last Supper, he was close. At the Sea of Tiberias, he's the one who understood what was happening. This is the mystery, to see through circumstances that are changing and see the hand of God. God is moving here. God organized fishes. God is doing this. God. God brought me here. God brought you there. God made the boat move this way. God made this. God did this. God is the one doing. It is the Lord. Wow. Number 5. I told you, 6 times he called himself the favorite child. John 20. A favorite child is around for every private discussion and conversation. Yes. Favorite child is around for private discussions and conversations. John 21, verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And this spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Now, there's a way of dying that glorifies God. Now, when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Now, Peter, look, let's read from verse 17. Let's read verse 17, maybe you get it better. John 21, verse 17, please. Now, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now, Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? Lord, thou knowest I love thee. Thou knowest that I love thee. Thou knowest all things. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Then verse 18. Then he said, verily, verily, when you are young, you did what you wanted to do. But when you are old, you stretch your hand and somebody's going to carry you away. And this spake he, signifying what death he should glorify the Lord with. All right, so there's a way you die that glorifies God. Amen? Are you there? Now, verse 20. Now, Jesus was speaking to Peter. Are you with me? Look, we've almost closed though. This is the last minute of the thing. This is it. Jesus was speaking to Peter. Talking to Peter. Huh? Now, he turned his eyes. And who should he find there? Good old disciple whom Jesus loved. Turning about, he sees a disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed? You see, he's always showing his credentials for closeness. What are your credentials for closeness today? Yes. Lord, he said, he turned, when he turned, he saw that, this guy was listening to the whole discussion. John, actually, he listens to everything. You see, when you are a John, you can hear every topic, and it will not disturb you. When you are not a John and you hear, it's not that you are going to be a talebearer. When if you'll be sending text, he says this. As soon as we close, you take a phone, say, this is what he said. He said this. What? That's Judas. John can be there to see because what he's seen, he stays with his eyes. But Judas, he will go and tell us, he will call the Pharisees, we are eating now. We are eating. I say we are eating. We'll call you. I will call you when he finishes. He likes, he takes it. You hold on. I say I'll call you back. Bye. And then, after he's finished eating, he's taking a cup, and he said, this is my body. It's whatever. He take a picture. Send a WhatsApp. I say, look, we finished. We'll be quiet now. It's the same place. It's the same place where I told you last. It's the same place. I'll call you. No, I can't talk for a long time. Bye. Judas is the one who attends meetings and goes to make calls and send messages about what is happening out of context. Yes. But John is the one who can hear big things, including how Peter should die. Verse 21. Look at it. And Peter said, when Peter saw him, you are sitting there when they are talking to me about that. Then he tells you, so what about this man? This one, will he not also die? It pained Peter that John was listening to what they were saying about him dying. So he turned to you and said, what? So this guy too, what is he? He will also not die. He wanted to kill John right there and then. He wanted John to die immediately and die in the same way that he was going to die. What do you mean? They are counseling me and you are listening to it. Stupid boy. Small boy, you don't fear. You don't respect. I'm the head of the church. You don't respect. I'm the rock. Now look at Jesus' answer. Look at Jesus' answer to about the one he loved. Look at it. And Jesus said, if he stays alive till I come, which is about 2,000 years, what is it to you? Stupid! Does it mean anything to what I have to do with my favorite child? What I'm doing for my favorite child, does it mean anything to you? It means nothing to you. Leave me to love my favorite if I want him to stay. And John is the one who lived longer than all of them. He heard of Peter's funeral. He heard of all their funerals. Yes, favorite child. He was alive, coolly. If he stays till I come, because Jesus is probably going to come, I don't know, soon. What is it to you? Follow me. You follow me. Verse 23. Then when this saying abroad among the brethren that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus did not say unto him, he shall not die. But he said, if he, I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? You get the story. He wasn't trying to say that. But if he stays till I come and he lives to 1,000 years, it hasn't, does it concern you? You are the head of the church. This is my favorite boy. Be quiet and enjoy your headship. Mind your business. Wow. Is it fantastic? And finally, a favorite child shows his love by writing books about Jesus and talking about Jesus. Writing about Jesus and talking about Jesus. Verse 24. The very next verse. John 21 verse 24. This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. Amen. This disciple whom Jesus loved is the disciple who testifieth of these things. Anyone who, a lover of Jesus, a favorite child, is a person who talks about Jesus, testifies about Jesus, speaks about Jesus. Where is Jesus? Andre Crouch, when he was teaching some people how to write songs, he said, always drop in the name of Jesus. Somewhere in the song, the name of Jesus. Drop in the name of Jesus. When you're composing, put in the name of Jesus. If you listen to my songs, you see the name of Jesus appears. Yes. Drop in the name of Jesus. The people who talk about Jesus, who can preach about Jesus, who can describe Jesus, they are the favorite children of Jesus. Yes. They are the lovers of Jesus. Is it beautiful? So, number one is what? Tell me quickly, because we are closing. Number one, favorite child. Favorite child, that's one. By sitting close. Shows his love at the Last Supper by sitting close. Favorite child number two. Shows his love at the crucifixion, isn't it? By being there in a time of crisis. You can count on him. Favorite child number three. Speed. Faster than Peter. How many are going to be fast? From today, you show your being a favorite child by the speed. Yeah. When we say go on a mission, say, can we meet you for a discussion? You know, I wanted to tell you that my grandmother's funeral is in 3 months' time, and after that, I have to finish my master's. And my beloved mother says that she shouldn't go anywhere until she has done her PhD and master's accounting. It's not that I don't want to go, but it is my PhD. Masters. But as for all that, we are all out. But it's just because of that thing. This one here, Peter, stand up. I preached the first camp I preached in England. The very first. All of them were looking at me. Have you preached to... You know, I once read a scripture which said, go and preach the gospel to all creatures. So, and I was living in my uncle's house. And my uncle was living near some fields. And there were cows in the field. So the time I used to go and stand by the field, and the cow would come and stand with his head over, and he'd be chewing like this. And I'll preach, you must be saved. You must be doing, I'm. He doesn't understand. No response. So the camp that I preached, everybody was there. No response. A bit like the field. But he is the only one. This one. I will show you a picture of him. Slim. Not this big stomach that he has today. Very slim. He's the only one. He said, I'm a lecturer at the university. I will go to Australia. That's how all the churches we have, Australia, Papua New Guinea, Fiji, everything. This one. And he just said, before I could leave the camp, he came up to me and said, we were going before he came and said, I will go. And that was it. He left. His wife was pregnant. He left her and went. He outran. That's the Johns. Straight. No, there was no meeting, this, that, money, financial implication, my wife pregnancy. He left, his child was born, he was not there. Yeah.
You see, because you see, the family is very important to us, and the family is not important to us. Your face like a frog. Do you see? Your face, not even your mouth, your face. Who told you family is not important to us?
Richard.
You're trying to come up with cock and bull stories. Right, family man. And we are what men? You are a family man and I'm what? Did I hear any of you say something about, is it from this row? Or from this row? Or from this row? Or from this row? It's at the back. Back guys, is it from you? I think they're outside, isn't it? Speed.
Get there first.
Tell somebody, get there first. Get there first. Get there first. Get there first. If God is sending you to the mission, get there first before somebody is sent there. And then your own becomes something else. Get there first. Get there quickly. Be the favorite child. Be the favorite child. Wow. Thank you. Number four. Quickly. Favorite child. Showed his love at the Sea of Tiberias by what? Recognizing and understanding. Understanding what's happening. God is moving. In the fog. With the fishes. He understood everything. You there, you don't understand NATO. NATO. This road, do you understand things? This road. Do you understand things? But why are you so quiet if you understand? Number five. Is that number five?
Yes.
Number six. Number five. Favorite child is around for private meetings and discussions. He's like, it's confidential meetings. He's listening. And Jesus is comfortable with his presence. He's not going to start making calls. He's now. We've started moving. Are your guys in position?
Hey.
Are your guys in position? Hey. We have started moving. If you don't come on time, the prayer meeting will be short. You never know. Sometimes it's short, sometimes it's slow. Move now. How many are you? We are 12. How many are you? We are 12. We are 30. We must outnumber us. How many are you guys? Are you armed? Peter has a knife. Are you armed? Peter has a knife. Are you armed? Wow. Number six. Writing books about, and you know, I haven't written any book about Jesus. Yes. I really want to write books about Jesus. Yeah, I know. But I want to write a book about Jesus. It's something I really want to do, to write books about Jesus. He's the most interesting, wonderful person to, but it's like it's endless. Yes. Is it amazing? Now, all this prepared John for the gospel. That's why it's called the preparation of the gospel by John. Yes. I have preparation of the gospel by James and John. And that's a different one. James and John. This is by John. John's preparation was to be close. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Lift your hands. I wanna be more like you. Jesus, I wanna be more like you. I wanna be more like Jesus.
I wanna be a vessel that you work through. I wanna be more like you.
Oh,
Jesus, I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be more like Jesus.
I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be more like
Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you work through.
Thank you, Father. Anybody who wants to be a favorite child, just step forward.
All right.
I wanna be. All right. Enough. 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 Just stay where you are.
I wanna be a vessel that you work through. I wanna be more like you.
Lift your hands. Whatever is missing in you that makes you aloof and afar and separate and distant is healed in your life today. Receive the grace to be a favorite child. A child who walks closer and closer, not marking register and counting symbols and saying, I do this, but grace has found you to make you a true John there at the supper. There at the crucifixion. There in the crisis. There by the sea. Full of understanding and knowing. There where it counts. Where every discussion and conversation. Full of faithfulness and understanding and loyalty. Receive it. Take in a deep breath right now. And receive the power of God. Jesus. Receive the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, it's happening now. Power. Spirit of the Lord is moving over your life. It's changing your destiny. Changing your destiny by bringing you close. Take it. Take it. Take it. It's flowing. It's flowing. Every distance. Separation. Is being bridged right now. Take it now. It's flowing. Power. Take in a deep breath and receive the Spirit of God. Turn into a close and favorite child of God. I'm going to count up to three. And I want you to take in. The Bible said Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Spirit. And as he breathed on them, they also received the Spirit by breathing in. One. Two. Three. Receive it now. Yes, I don't have to touch you. I don't need to touch you. The mighty Holy Spirit is moving. Take it. Shatasa balaba. Taskiloma. Shkibarasa. pastile. Gently. Take it now. One. Oh, in this section here. Lift your hands. Receive the Spirit of God right now. It's flowing. It's flowing. Thanks. Thanks, Holy Spirit. Thanks for your mighty power. Jadesito Sapata Samandala Masheto Semaka Palandala. Oh, yes. Now lift your hand and embrace God. Receive the closeness to God, closeness to Jesus, closeness to the Father, closeness to the understanding. Tashtala, Tushtalaba, Pasaka, Takikutala, Tomataba, Poparakaba, Shtibalaba, Sumantibeleke. Tabaco para sata, tibo para das, temumbre satrema na jambarazandele, stegre tabrote taramande prequisura, le shibaka, le stupeta da dama, tatala bababa. Over here, lift your hands. It's coming on you now. Take it, take it, take it, receive power. Shipota samanda bakata balabasa baladaba kabadaba la badaba. It's flowing. Thank you. Father, we give you thanks. Thank you for every hand that is lifted tonight, receiving the mighty Holy Spirit. Revive us, Lord. Cause us to be filled with the Spirit. Closer and closer to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Something coming over you. Kanalamo chinale mende besuma na kabre. Tramande le presento brazalade recibo jalabre bakasa la brada la baja la babala la balea. Feel free to come into his presence. Feel free to come closer to him. Because he wants to be closer to you. He wants to be closer to you. He wants to be nearer to you. He wants you to be his favorite child. Feel free to come closer. Feel free to come closer. Feel free to come closer. Come on closer. Come on deeper. Come on, my friend. Come on deeper. Come on, my friend. La sota la frigalato shinara mastichelo la matasendola hola ne cosento vocamado camado sandalamo matala diamo romo la vaspentismo la
male. I wanna be your favorite child, yes I do.
Akisa dos peli moga. Put your hand on your belly. Let there come out of you rivers. Rivers of living water to bless many people. For the Lord has refilled you and blessed you. And therefore may there come out of you the flow of the Spirit. to touch lives. May you be anointed with fresh oil. May you receive an impartation in your belly of the rivers of living waters. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks for everything. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Take your offering out. Give me a basket in front here. You know, because it's Swollen Sunday, we have many expenses, and I want you to just give generously. Let's put it right there. Bless those who give generously tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. You are here. You want to give 100 CDs, just 100 CDs, to bless the work of the Lord. Come and just put it in the basket tonight's offering. Just put 100 CDs. All of you just come. I feel Jesus is anointing you. You're going to go forth as an anointed, close child. Amen. You don't have 100 CDs, but I want to give 50 CDs. Come and quickly put your offering quickly. I want to sow a special seed in this revival service of 50 CDs. Special. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Kala shata baza bala majama zandalaba. Kabala mashandele baka bala badi laba. Pala nadiga bala sandola mikibele devele. Tale bali 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 bali. And you don't have 50 CDs, but you have 20 CDs. Sow your seed quickly. Sow your seed, Jesus. Kari labi do believe de bida bolo bide de bide 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 bide. And you don't have 20 CDs, but you have 10 CDs. Come quickly now. Very quickly. It's very important. I don't have 20 CDs, but I have 10 CDs. I want to sow my seed. Kan zambaldom jensi bankado. Penden gendom bong and den zambantin konten sambandachi sambagaza. Tate sito satama tala tupes te tigi paladabash. Prada seme tibo lanakata san anzambon den zinken tegen. Kalida tote sane katama. Kote sakatas abos talibo. Predene mana jineba za dometi sola dakaba. Kaiki koteke kanekes kananem kotes kachigalam pode sakapata. Tamadai kapatare dobe tabazanede. Pakala domeka. You don't have 10 CDs, but you have 5 CDs. Mai an al asmataja. Shane gramendo zamande zamande lebeket zebelekita. Tosetane tabo tatana kwata sando shite tasemo Katama, Tokena, Tishema, Patina, Otetela, Matakadena, Dasamada, Taba, Tabada, Dadushima Kadade, Tale Anas Amadame, Predelame, Tani Dabo Kute Sekebakade, Tale de Bodade, somebody watching, time to sow a seed, Tali Kamu Dasimata, Panedase Modele Kadal, Kadal, Kodala, Kebad, Adal Habunabe, Tema Dalabo Ketebole Kade, Talabada Le Mode Sapadaraba. You don't have 5 CD, but you have 1 CD. 1 CD, not a coin, 1 CD. Tadin Abazam Bodiges Tabalido Tabadabalibo Tibadaba Doba Diba Daba Doba Diba Daba Doba Diba Daba Doba Dabi Dibu Doba Daba Tava Daba Doba Diba Daba Deba Deba Kopa Kaba Deba 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 Sibi Diba Kiti Badaba Doba Dib Dab 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 Dob Dab 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 Tava Dabi Do Da De Badabo Dabi Deba Dobo Daba Debo De Didaba Kataba Tata Bene Boni Tade Dama Dum Dum Din Dum Dum Din Dum 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 Tatitari da tata sumahanda. Toli dadi da ba di mo tate mo dadi mo kata da ba abu ma di ba da ba la. Da bo di di da bo di da bo da di di bo da da ba du bo di be. Ti ta do da ti 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 do da 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 ba du bo di ma da ba. Na di do de kata ba do de ba da di bo de be de. Te di do da 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 du di ba da du di da ba du di da ba du di de ba da da ba du ba da da du za da. Teta do mi di di ke ma do ma ku do ke ni ba ka da ku na di da ba za ba lo do be di ke ba da tra in da in bra in do cha na ma ta ba ku tu se de bre ta li di 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 kitaba na ma sa ba. You don't have one CD, but you have boosters and coins and something extra to give to the Lord. Come, there's a power here. Pa de se te ke do da ta de monete sa pa le de mu da di da ba bo be de ta ke de to be de ta ba da to bo do ti be de Tiba udba do budi da bo do budi di ba do budi da da budi do di da do bre di de da bo da di do da da bo da di bu da da bo da bi da bu di ba da chiba chubu chaba chibe chibelo chibida chibide chigara chuga chigida che choma chi de le bu chike choka chaka chaka choka chaka chaka choka chaka chaka choka icha cha cha kocha cha pa chi choma chaka to mu chika chika chuse cha ite soma di kati sama damo Tofli, Tama, Tepi, Tabato, Bato, Pasita, Balaba, Fetisi, Awa, Mutuate, Senemaka, Flena, Twani, Faman, Pananakas, Pogistena, Tuma, Trenes, Tomo, Tile, Talbimu, Talbekite, to stand and summon and Sampanchina Zeketo, Chudegetes, Chuget, Sakrite, Mukes, Kanaba, Toledes, Pale de Kema, Taba, Tro, Fecha, Tama, Priketesu, Pratasikoto, Chideketes, Maantisa, Tusana, Fengis, Funda, Filina, Pufuke, Chikesa, Tusikama, Hufrikine, Chuma, Chikesu, Tulade, Brakiso, Apalbo, Iparamane, Menteleme, Kepeleme. Father, thank you for everyone. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit. Thank you for blessing us. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We love you. Thank you for hearing all the prayers of mysteries, of prayers for everybody. Thank you for saving us, saving our lives, helping us, taking us out, up, forward, into your will. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Favorite child.
Jesus, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to serve you, Jesus, Lord. I want to be your favorite child. is so very dark. Everything is not what it seems to be, but I want to be a favorite child. To feel your presence now, Lord, I want to be your favorite child, so I'm coming closer and closer to you.
Hey, hey, hey.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.